Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Happy Festivus! Hey! Happy Festivus, everyone!
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
It's a Festivus miracle! A Festivus for the rest of us!
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
I got a lot of problems with you people. One of the great lines in television. It is Festivus. Happy Festivus, everybody, to all the Seinfeld fans out there. Max has been ready for that. I'm with you, Max. Seinfeld's the best. And Festivus is one of the great episodes. Welcome in here to Sports Daily. We have a ton to sort through on a Tuesday here. Two more shows before the Christmas break for us, and we won't have enough time in the day to cram it all in, but we're going to try here. Jacob Albrocht alongside TJ Cleland. Thanks for joining us on KFH. Thanks for being with us on all the video streams we have for you, whether it's 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, X. We're glad you're here with us, no matter how it is that you take in the show. We have a lot to get to today. So Wyatt Thompson will join us in this hour. Austin Romaine transfers out. That's a big one for K-State. They're getting some, you know, coaching decisions made and some player decisions as well. So we'll get the latest from Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, on that. And maybe talk about the weekend basketball game against South Dakota as well. We also have, obviously, the massive news yesterday from the Kansas City Chiefs. We will discuss in full today, not to worry. We're also going to be joined in the next hour by Senate President Ty Masterson, one of the members of the committee that put this together. So we'll talk to him about how this all came together, how the, you know, bipartisan push that was widely mentioned yesterday. Really, I mean, we beat Missouri. It could just flat out our state government beat their state government in a lot of ways. And so whether you're a fan of the Chiefs coming over or not, it was pretty remarkable to get that done and all the different ways that they get that done. So looking forward to revisiting the timeline with the Senate president here today. And then we've got a huge Darren Peterson development to talk about. Bill Self says some things post-game that has the internet abuzz here this morning and last night. It's all what's on tap for you, by the way. here on Sports Daily, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Everyone in town, make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. More than 15 different beers, a Christmas cocktail list, pizzas everyone will love. Make Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season. TJ, good morning. How are you? Recovered from the long trip north to the capital yesterday?
I have learned throughout this sports news Armageddon over the last 3 weeks that you wake up the next day after those big days and you feel like you're hungover and you didn't drink a drop. But like I kept thinking yesterday, I said, man, if I was Jacob's age, I might have died out here in Topeka. I don't know. Yeah. I'm sore from holding the camera up and walking around miles around the Capitol building. And I'm a baby, I know, and people are going to stop making
digging ditches there.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a long day. It was a crazy day. It was a fun day though, and it was a lot of fun. And the Chiefs are coming to Kansas. I can't believe that we're actually saying that out loud.
The Kansas Chiefs. There it is. And we look. It's been an interesting process to follow along with. It's been. It's kind of been predictable in such an unpredictable story like this. Like it just lined up. And the state of Kansas, the accomplishment here is pretty wild, right? But Kansas becomes the smallest state population-wise by a pretty good amount to have an NFL
team. I had no idea. That's a crazy stat.
It doesn't change a lot for most people, right? It doesn't change a lot. Still the Kansas City Chiefs, they're right down the road from where they were before. They're building a new stadium. Not that big a deal. But in most places, and the Bears are going through this right now too, which will be really interesting to watch. Like most places aren't dealing with the potential for, you know, the change in state economics, right? Most places, they just move the site. A city might be losing out here. We've seen that. But like to get a state now to reap the benefits of that, I think there's a lot of Missouri. Look, I get it. People don't want to build, you know, these billion-dollar stadiums for these owners. I don't totally disagree with that either, by the way. But Kansas put in a mechanism where hopefully we don't have to either. And it's a sales tax. And that's why it's designed that way. It's pretty wild and a pretty big-time government achievement that took everybody playing along. Right. And there have been moments where that looked like it was going to fracture just a little bit, but everybody played along enough to get this done. It's pretty crazy.
If this had to go to a vote, but it didn't because it was, you know, Starbonds, they don't have to. They don't have to go on the ballot. The only differentiating thing that would make people not want to vote for the Chiefs coming to Kansas is if you were somebody who was too emotionally attached to Arrowhead to see Arrowhead go away, which is the argument that's the only argument that we're seeing that's worth anything, I feel like. But, you know, Kansans should, and then Missourians are going to be upset about the switching state lines, which I'm sure that if they move back to Missouri, I'll be a Kansan and I'll be, moaning about that as well. But I said last night, and I want to dig deeper into this in the show. And if people are like watching, comment on the video stream, because I want to see this. But from what I've seen on social media, obviously that's a sample size of the population. I bet it's 80-20 people that are pissed that they're leaving Arrowhead versus 20 excited they're moving to Kansas.
It's a short term. People are always fussy when bad things happen. You always hear from negative people first. It's going to be 6 years from now. Nah, Chiefs will start winning. People won't care as much. I mean, there are outside of the economic factors, they'll care. But as far as like enjoyment factor for a fan, you're getting a better fan experience. There's zero question about that. I know Arrowhead's awesome. Arrowhead is awesome. But it's, you know, it becomes a problem when you're having to battle Mother Nature and you know, old facilities. And that's why we see this all the time. Arrowhead's great. It's one of the historic places, but Arrowhead is not the reason people love the Chiefs, right? This current iteration of the Chiefs people love because they've won a bunch of games. And it just like, I get it. You're mad. People would have been mad, I think, TJ, if they would have gone the other direction in Missouri and put it somewhere on that side and Arrowhead's still coming down. So yeah. I don't think for most people, it doesn't change a thing, right? It doesn't change anything. the voters.
This is the best thing that was said about it yesterday. I'll throw this in here. This was in Clark Hunt's statement he released. I said, of course, it'll be difficult to bid for World Arrowhead Stadium in a few years. Like so many of you, Arrowhead reminds me of family memories and unforgettable moments. But the truth is, what makes Chiefs game day so special is you. Seats don't make noise. Concrete doesn't intimidate opponents. And parking lots don't cook barbecue. You do.
That's right.
And that's 100% right. Like, that's the argument I've had about every stadium. Every stadium ever I've said that about. Like, people talk about Allen Fieldhouse, which is a different argument because it's actually like a museum where basketball is, you know, originated. But like, people talk about the atmosphere and like how loud it gets in there. It's like, well, yeah, because there's 10,000 people in there. If you built a new place, it'd be loud in there too. Like, it's like, buildings don't make noise. Like, buildings aren't the atmosphere. The fans are the atmosphere. Like, whatever, K-State basketball was good. People were saying Bramlage was one of the best atmospheres. It's half full. It's not that good. Like, you know what I mean?
I do. And fans, to your question on how many people think what, okay, you're seeing that on social media. They literally they voted on this. And it was a resounding no to renovate Arrowhead. So they don't overthink. Like, they had a chance and said no. And so this is now what's going to happen. Like, none of this happens if they just vote yes to that stuff. They renovate Arrowhead, everything moves along, no big deal. Right? That was the easiest answer. They didn't want to do that because they don't want to deal with tax implications. So now you don't have to. Like, there are a lot of Chiefs fans that win in this. You just got a tax break. Everyone in Jackson County just got a tax break.
If people can swallow their pride in Jackson County, their taxes just got cheaper and they get to go watch the Chiefs in a new stadium and not have to pay for it.
It's exactly right. You just got a tax break. So for most of us, it's just like, cool, they're going to play in a new stadium. All right, we'll come back. We'll discuss a lot of that in a little bit. Wyatt Thompson's a Kansas guy. We'll see what he thinks about it and get the latest from the Cats next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Happy Festivus!
Happy Festivus indeed, everybody. We are glad to be with you here. Wyatt Thompson, not here. We'll check in with Wyatt in a little bit, but let's keep talking Chiefs here, TJ, in the meantime. Holiday break. That would be okay. We'll get to the news on K-State in a little bit. So let's just keep going with the Chiefs. So yesterday we go down, or you go up, I should say. And exactly what we kind of anticipated happened. It was a done deal. You know, the Missouri last-ditch stuff was interesting and desperate, I guess. That's the thing here. Like, this is a major political topic nationwide on public funding for these stadiums. And whether there's a benefit enough for the taxpayers to foot the bill. And there's a lot of research that says it is indeed not, right? But I think the people doing that stuff are looking at it a little more directly. That's not quite fair. And I do think, like, a lot of the times it's not worth it. I'm not saying that I wish the owners would pay for their own stadiums. However, when it's designed like it's being designed, it does have clear benefit to the state of Kansas, has clear benefit to the community. And Kansas, to its credit, has this mechanism to drive this exact sort of thing into the state that is sales tax-based used. And all it means is the more people use it, that's where the money's coming from, right? It did this in theory, and it doesn't always work out 100%, but in theory, this won't affect your taxes at all unless you're literally up there using the facilities or, you know, in the area, which to me makes a lot of sense. I think the car bond is a really interesting idea. And I think this is obviously the biggest bite. I believe this project will end up being quite a bit more than the Kansas Speedway was, which was also star bond, which I'm pretty sure from what I've heard is well before my time that the Kansas Speedway, we'll ask Ty Masters in this, has been one of the more successful star bonds the state has rolled out. So look, there's a history of them working. There's a history of them not working. But over time, it's hard to imagine if you throw in a Super Bowl, at least one, that this doesn't generate the money it needs to generate to get
it. That was the conversation that we had, you know, leaving the Capitol yesterday, is that when do you think they could get a Super Bowl? And like, the NFL has shown us they like coming to the new stadiums. Like, SoFi had one that year. So unless something crazy happened, but if everything's done and ready, I think the NFL, I mean, they could have one by 2035. Like, that's the crazy part about this, is that they could have one within the decade.
Don't know about yet?
Do
it. They're soon, but we won't have it. We don't know them out as far as 2031, do we?
I don't think so. No, I think we know the next like 4 years. I'm not sure what comes after that. But yeah, I mean, the only argument that I've seen on that, which is kind of interesting, I'll ask you about, is the, you know, you get the dome so that you can bid for the Super Bowls and everything like that. But so, you know, are the Bears, so did the Raiders, so did this team. Like, as this keeps progressing on and everything like that, and everybody's going to have a dome, like, what does that mean for Kansas City if they're just another team with a dome?
Well, you just got to get one. You know, they've never had any. You hope to get one.
And I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I think that doing it, to even have the chance to do it, you kind of have to. Like,
there was some reporting a while back in this process that the NFL has basically given them like a, you'll get a Super Bowl. You get a new stadium with a dome, you'll get a Super Bowl.
I mean, they had the, they got the, like, that's, that was my argument back to that yesterday, is that they got the draft. They have the Elite Eight at the T-Mobile Center every 4 years. Like, they just had the volleyball national championships downtown. Like, it's not,
well,
it's not
a right. This site will be Final Four. I don't think, like, if they had the draft again, they'll probably have it where they just
I'm just saying Kansas City has historically hosted big sporting events.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, they just can't host those because they don't have a place that's big enough for them.
Right.
But, like, it's not like you're going, like, the argument is, like, Green Bay. Like, Green Bay maybe wouldn't get a Super Bowl anyways if they had a dome because, you know, what's there to do in Green Bay for fans traveling up there? You know, but Kansas City's got the stuff that the other, you know, big sporting events have historically come to Kansas City for.
Kansas City would be a great Super Bowl site, and I'm pretty sure that's been a part of the process for Kansas. We'll ask Ty Masterson that, too. Like, have there been any guarantees from the NFL at a Super Bowl on this deal? I think that we should, as far as I know and remember in the reporting over the last 2 years, like, Super Bowl will be coming at some point. You know, Final Fours will take some campaigning by the sports commission.
I mean,
that sort of thing.
Think about, like, Big 12 championship game. Like, they love being in Kansas City for basketball. Like,
yeah, because it's incredible. And in the same idea for a Super Bowl would exist. You'd have so much commerce into downtown Missouri because you just need people need places to stay and they want to go stay in cool places. I mean, you're still how far is Legends from downtown Kansas City?
I mean, 20 minutes.
20 minutes, right? So that you'd have, there's still a great benefit. And that's the other thing, too, for Missouri. Like, getting the new facility is also going to benefit Missouri in those ways, too. Like, not everybody, if a Super Bowl comes, is going to stay on the Kansas side. Yep. It's just not. Now, in this new entertainment district, though, and they got to get this right, too, the interesting thing about it is there's already stuff up there. But, like, to me, up there, it kind of feels like a
shopping mall.
In there, an outlet mall. Yeah, there's an outlet mall up there. It's not like...
Yeah. I don't know, though, because this... What I've kind of seen, the renderings they sent out 2 years ago, by the way, and these renderings that we have, who knows? Like, they don't even know what it's going to look like. But that's just kind of what we're guessing about. But, like, they are... So, my understanding of everything that kind of pieces together, it's going to be, like, probably catty corner from the speedway, across the highway, and across from what currently sits at Legends. And somebody made the point yesterday. It said some Kansas farmer that owns that land next to there is about to have a really good day. Mm-hmm. anyways, they're going to do that. Like, they, and I think that they'll build their own hotel, restaurants, they and everything as a part of this. And then I don't know if that'll get a facelift on the other side as well, if that's what you're talking about. I'm not sure. But they're going to build stuff in as a part of this as well.
Yeah, it's – look, it's – It needs, it's going to need that to be also something that brings people up there. And stadiums are doing this. Like, there's a track record. Like, they won't have to look that hard, but you can't, you know, you still have to want people to stay there. So a hotel has to be part of it. We'll see. The big thing is, though, the events that come, and the big thing for the state of Kansas is if the Chiefs sell out games or close to it, and they say what they say, 60 to 65,000 people is what they envision. You know, if you sell out games for a few years, you should get it paid back. I don't
and
know.
That's the thing. That's what I said about these star bonds, is the fact, like, it's a risk, and it's a big risk if you're giving out $2 billion worth of star bonds like they're doing. But if there's ever, a good return on investment, it's the NFL. Like, I could see that, you know, the Speedway could have been a gamble, I feel like. You know, the casino that just got built in Park City can be a gamble if people are going to use it. I think that they'll both work. I think that Speedway has worked, but, you know, if there's one thing that we know and has a track record of, that fans will sell out basically every game, it is that. Like, they could have given $3 billion of star bonds and probably still got it paid off.
Yeah, it's the NFL. Like, people show up if the team's not great. Not all the time. You know what they don't show up if the team's not good? When it's 12 degrees outside.
It's true.
And so for the Chiefs, they had to get a roof on this stadium. They had to. And I don't know in my heart of hearts whether they really wanted to leave, but Kansas made it impossible for them to not leave. And that, again, you may not agree with the Starbond to fund the project. That's totally fine. I don't, like, that's great. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you it'll be a successful Starbond. We'll see. I think the risk is appropriate. I think it's worth the risk. But it was the only way to do it. Like, that it was the only way to get that done. Mm-hmm. And there has long been, from an observer's perspective, dysfunction across the state line. They can't get anything done ever, it doesn't seem like. And, you know, benefit of a small state, like, there's politicking going on here. Like, don't kid yourself. We're about to see a year's worth of political ads, and everybody's going to be taking responsibility for this getting done. Just yep. You just wait. Like, that's coming right there. It came a little bit yesterday, but for the most part, I have always told people, because I'm an outsider moving in, there are a lot of times where Kansas is real purple, right? I mean, you just like, they're just like, it's a, let's get this done because it's the right thing to do.
I agree. I mean, that showed itself yesterday. I mean, just yesterday in the LCC meeting, it was, you know, they did their executive session. They came back and they said, all right, we're going to have a movement on passing the extension of star bonds to the Kansas City Chiefs. Does anyone object? Going second, does anybody on planet Earth object? It's like, nope. Okay. We're going to go ahead and do this.
Yeah.
I want to ask about, you know, is they, when did they know, like, did the Chief, cause the news broke like 2 minutes before the meeting from Kansas City Star. So somebody leaked that out to them. Like, I don't know if they had like an understanding going into this or if it was today.
Well,
like,
yeah, they had balloons and everything set up already.
Yeah. But I guess
they had the flags flying. Everybody knew last week.
But when, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was like six last ditch efforts. Like, when did they know? Like, when did they know it was for sure?
I would say they at least knew last whatever day that was, Thursday. Probably not a lot before that, though.
I would no way. I think it's like yesterday morning. Like,
oh no, they knew. They knew they had to plan the event yesterday. Like, they knew then. They knew Thursday. We were told to be there.
I mean,
Seren had it Thursday, and it nothing. The only thing that had me was like, what is Missouri doing, and is. Because I'd always feared the Chiefs were dragging Kansas along to get a better deal out of Missouri. Like, the second they put up the star bond, it was like, well, Missouri's not going to beat that.
It's the Sorens thing, though, is just kind of like barring somebody screwing up at the top. And then, I mean, the next day you see that's why I'm asking this, is the fact of like, was there a thought about that? Like, did they almost just pull it and go to the, like, that kind of thing. I really would imagine that it was at 8 a.m. yesterday morning that they got the official word, and then we got the email about Kelly's thing. Like, I would have, it had to be something like that. Like, I mean, they probably were like, we need to hold us a little heads up here.
Maybe. I think it was probably sooner than that. But, you know, this whole thing has gone back and forth that way. And then, look, the Chiefs are doing their due diligence. I get it. But it got weird. Like, this thing. I mean, I remember at the beginning, and because that's, you know, everyone always just asks you, what do you think the chances are? And you're like, well, I don't know, 30% at the very beginning. I mean, we got betting and they don't have that. And the NFL at that point was like all in on that. And so it's like, that's a huge, you know, make no mistake, if you're a betting fan, I believe this 100%. Well, we can ask Masterson this too. I don't know if he'll tell us. But I'm when Clark Hunt first even introduced the idea, we got betting like the equivalent of the next day. And that if there's not the potential attraction and possibility to bring them over, I don't think we're betting in the state of Kansas. That's my opinion. But I think that was a quick like, okay,
it definitely done
because we need to get, if this is a real thing, we need
that
to have
that was before it even was thought about though, too.
No, like, it wasn't. Clark Hunt said something. He said, we're exploring all our options, including a move away, you know, and it was like, that was the moment. I'm telling you, cause I instantly called Sean Logging, our old political reporter. And I was like, yo, dude, I think we're about to see betting get crammed through because it had been on the fence and back and forth. And so I remember we talked to the newsroom about it. I'm like, just keep an eye out. Like, this is a really interesting thing that was said.
I don't know. I didn't think that there was a chance.
Since then, they've been putting together this thing that like, you can do this, but Missouri can't. You can do that. And Missouri eventually got there, but it took them 2 years to do it.
There was backdoor planning for all this stuff. But like, I didn't think, like, we didn't see a possibility that they could, I'll say a possibility they could actually come to Kansas until the vote failed. Like, nobody really talked about that.
That,
like,
that escalated it. For sure.
I don't think that Kansas thought that. I think that they were trying to make it a possibility, but I would imagine Kansas was just like, we're just going to set ourselves up in case there's ever an opportunity, and it may never happen, but just in case is probably what all
you're
that
saying.
Stuff
you don't
for.
Think that happened? Because I think that's exactly what happened.
No, I'm saying that happened. I'm saying that they were doing just in case things, but didn't think they'd actually get the Chiefs. And then I think whenever the vote failed, it's like, oh, guys, we can actually get the Chiefs. Like, let's try.
Yeah.
That's what my thought is.
So,
but I think betting just made them a bunch of money anyway. So,
well, no, I bet. But I mean, they could have, you know, their medical marijuana is not getting passed in this state. Like, there are a lot of things. Like, I'm not sure that was getting crammed through if this wasn't a part of it. It's a side story. Who cares? It was when the vote failed that it was like, okay, I think this is now a real chance. And then the star bond got approved. And at those times, like, it was like, all right, it's 50-50, guys. Like, if Missouri can't, like, come up with something quickly, they're not going to be able to match a star bond. That vote failed, but it failed miserably. Like, there's no chance they're doing anything. And they couldn't, and they just couldn't get it done. It was when that letter got sent by Mark Donovan not that long ago that was like, you know, we really like to come, but we're not hearing back what we need to. That's where I was like, well, where did that come from?
Yep.
That's where I kind of thought, well, maybe they're not just dragging Kansas along. Now they're trying to push Kansas closer to the finish line. And so then we get this final stage and everybody came together and it's crazy. But the Chiefs are coming to Kansas. We'll see what happens with the Royals.
How many domes? How many domes have you been to? Been the Jerry World?
In the NFL?
Yeah. You've been Cowboys. The Jerry World?
Cowboys, yeah. I think that's the only one. I haven't been. I mean, I've been to some baseball domes, but in the NFL, I don't know that I've been to. I've only really been to Arrowhead and Jerry World. Like, I didn't cover. There were a couple of college football games I covered at Cowboy Stadium, and then covering the Chiefs. Like, I haven't. Everything for the Chiefs when I was doing it, they weren't this good yet, TJ. So, like, we went to the Super Bowl, but that was as I had already stepped away from. But you know, from the grind.
I guess I've been to Jerry World, Cardinals, and Raiders have been the domes that I've been to, and that Raiders stadium is pretty cool. But
and they'll have lots of.
I tell people that like the one thing that they're going to do in this new dome, and I understand it, and they're talking already about how they're going to architect it to make it loud, which is good. But they need to figure out how to not make it feel like the new Rangers baseball stadium. To where it feels like you're in a Costco. Like, even Jerry World just kind of feels like you're in the Galleria a little bit, you know? Like, it's sometimes it's a little too nice, a little too shiny and clean and everything like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would agree with that. But then you look at, like, what Minnesota's got going. You look at Lucas cool. Oil Stadium last night, and, like, those are awesome places. Like, they're fantastic. So,
I don't think they'll have trouble with that because, like I said, I think they're going to fill it every single time they're going to have a game there.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're reducing capacity to 65.
I think that's not a bad idea because you want
to, as long as you need to do a little bit of like what KU did. KU reduced capacity and moved everything closer, and it feels louder because of that. It feels huge.
I mean, Arrowhead's at 76, so it's not that much smaller.
It's 11,000 people.
Yeah, it's what would that be, about 15% or so, roughly?
Yeah.
So it's enough, but I don't think it's like you're not going from the horseshoe of Ohio State where they've got 100,000 people there down to an NFL-sized stadium. I think 65 is probably about the right number. We've been talking about the big news yesterday. The now Kansas Chiefs are official. It's a thing. Attention turns to the Royals. We will get the latest on all of it from Senate President Ty Masterson, who's going to hop on. We'll try to cram all these questions in as best we can with him. That's coming in the next hour. In what I'm sure is a pretty busy last couple of days for them. So we appreciate that time. All right, TJ, Darren Peterson last night. Max has this queued up last night. So KU goes on and gets a big win. They take care of Davidson, no problem. No Darren Peterson, we learned before the game. After the game, Bill Self was asked about Peterson and what's going on. Max has that for us. Max, let's play what Bill Self said about it.
Or what's the status of Darren entering break?
Same as it was yesterday or this morning. I think he's doing well. You know, that they're going to make a decision. They've made a decision, which I don't disagree with it at all, that they want him to be, you know, as close to 100% as possible when he comes back. And he's just not quite there yet. But it's a day-to-day deal. He will be. So I wish he could have played tonight. But fact of the matter, other guys got some run, and they did well. So hopefully, you know, we'll give some other guys some opportunities. They'll hopefully make us, you know, deeper as we get into conference play.
Yeah, just to clarify, who'd you mean by they when you said they made the decision about Darren?
Oh, his family.
Okay.
Yeah, his family. You know, the thing about it is we talked about this. We're in agreement with the family that he should not play until he feels good. We're in agreement. I'm not inside his head or his body that I can determine if he feels good enough or not. That's up to him. And he wants to be out there. He's just not quite ready.
Okay. There you go. So, look, I think a lot of people have been afraid of kind of what Bill Self was saying there. I don't react to that maybe quite the same way. What do you think when you hear that sound, TJ?
I don't think it's there, but it's the scary, you know, underlayings of things that we've seen in the past, like the Michael Porter Jr. situation and stuff like that. And there's always the, you know, the scare that we all know and they all know and Peterson and his parents all know that he could probably not play another game and still be the number one pick in the draft. And that's the scary part, is that he doesn't need to be out there. Like, at this point, like, it's just kind of he wants to play, but he doesn't need to play. And so I think that that's the scary part about this. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I think that hopefully that means that he'll just take some time off, take Christmas off, and he'll be ready to go by conference play. But that makes me feel like that may not be the case, because that's the most open Bill Self has been about that.
Yeah, I don't think anything has changed. So I don't think like the family is stepping in now and being like, all right, now we have to be careful. So I don't think that part has changed. And I think that he's been trying to play through this for a large portion of this year. So it doesn't worry me too much that, you know, they're trying to figure out what's, I think at the end of the day, everybody is trying to figure out what is going on physically and why does this keep happening?
I just can't. Like, I understand why, but like, I can't believe that it's not touching his draft stock, you know, like in a class.
Because I don't think there's a guy like him. A guy like him has been closely tracked for so long playing.
It's true. All the work is done. I know all the work is done in high school and everything. But I mean, like in this draft class where you have AJ DeBosta, you have Cam Boozer, you have all these, like, it's going to be like a historic draft class, you know, at least of college basketball players. Like, it's the most that we'll see in the top 10 in a long time. And like the fact that nobody's just saying like, yeah, like there's a little bit of concern about all that stuff. If it's going to linger, like that was the thing with,
that's why
Jahlil Okafor. That was the thing with these guys. It's like, is that going to linger into an NBA
family
career?
Would like for this to just get under control. Like, they've been trying to play through it and that's not working. So,
and that's what Trius talks about, is that, you know, you think back to Kevin McCullough's injury 2 years ago, that like he played through it and didn't look good at all while he played through it. And then it hurt his draft stock and he went undrafted, or he got drafted at the very end of the draft.
And I don't think that's exactly apples to apples, because Kevin McCullough was a fringe NBA guy anyway.
It's true. But he would have been he could have been, you know, a late first, early second, and then he, you know, tanked his draft stock.
Darren Peterson's not going to tank.
He's not gonna
what could happen is he could get further injured. Like, imagine yourself, and I know this makes everybody so mad, like, get our NIL money back. And I'm like, guys, like,
that is interesting conversation.
What would you do if you were Darren Peterson? What would you do if you were Darren Peterson's parents?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Like, this is a very temporary part of your basketball future, and you're trying to play hurt. I'd be probably like, now hang on a minute. Like, we don't need to play through a soft tissue injury here.
I agree.
Like, it's back to what you said, though. Healthy.
Back to what you said, though. I mean, it's a. I'm not in the camp where we need to be, you know, doing this. But if it were to happen, like I think back to the Michael Porter thing, and I keep bringing it up because it's just crazy to think about how they got the number one player and he didn't play a minute of actual basketball and then went to the draft that year. And like, if that was in the NIL era and they paid him $1 million to come there, because they would have paid him at least $1 million to come there back in the day, like. Is that just money that's just gone? And it's just bad luck. Like,
do you think Patrick Mahomes should get paid his salary for the rest of the season?
It's different, though, because he's under a contract of multi-year. Like, this is the thing where it's like, I don't know. Like,
do
the
you fact think, that you're paying do you some, think Hollywood Brown should have been paid last year?
I mean, I do. But, like, I'm saying that there is an argument to make about,
so
like,
does, and so does everybody else that's saying get our NIL money back, too. Like, nobody says, like, oh, Hollywood Brown got hurt in the preseason. He's not playing. Like, he doesn't need to get paid anymore. Nobody said, like, what? No, come on. Like, Peterson's been out there trying to play. Like, he's trying to play.
Yeah,
like, it's not like we haven't seen him. Like, he goes out and he tries and he has to leave the game. That's terrifying if you're his family. And yeah. So, like, at the end of the day, and this is why I'm glad he didn't play yesterday, like, they had this opportunity to shut him down for 3 weeks. I've said forever, like, it's time to rework the importance of Darren Peterson playing before Big 12 starts. Who cares? Get him healthy. Like, it doesn't matter if he plays against UConn. It means nothing. Kansas doesn't need those games, right? Those are fun games. We love those games, but they don't need them. They're going to make or break their season in the Big 12. Get him right for the Big 12. And they had this 3 week opportunity. The frustrating part for Bill Self, for everybody, for fans is he going to be able to physically go? I don't think this is some, he doesn't want to take the risk. Like, he's not healthy yet. And every time he gets out there and tries to play, it flares up on him. I mean, you can see it. He's running down the court and comes up lame and he's like, I got to come off. What is anybody supposed to do?
I know. It's unfortunate. But like, it's the thing we've been saying all year is that, like, is it going to, you know, is it going to make it worse if he plays? Is it going to, you know, like, I don't know. Like, is it going to make a difference if he sits out? Like, you have to try, but like, is it going to make a difference? He could sit out for 2 months and come back in March and it's still going to be a thing. Like,
and at that point, they'll have a different decision to make, right? Like, can he come back and help him for 20 minutes a game? But in December, if it's not work, like if the plan's not working and you're watching it and you're, you know, and you have Darren Peterson's best interest at heart, which KU fans don't, and that's fine. Like, you have KU's best interest at heart. His family has his best interest at heart. And Bill Self probably has both. He's I would guess he's somewhere around 50-50 at, you know, what do you do for the rest? So, like, it's hard because if you're anyone close to him, it's like, well, yeah, I don't want you hurting my kid because you think you need him so bad. Like, it's not like some players. Like, he's here. It's been very clear that he's here for a year. He's trying to help him. And again, he's trying to help him. It would be different if he was just sitting there. He's not doing that. He's practicing. He's trying to play in a lot of these games. I think this was the right opportunity to shut it down and just see what happens. Let him try to ramp it up and practice and see, can he go a full practice? Can he go a full practice at 70%? Can he go a full practice at full speed? And then does that translate? Give it time, because I don't think anybody knows, the training staff, him, Bill Self, I don't think anybody knows how to fix the problem. And that's the scary part if you're Darren Peterson's family. Like, how do we get these cramps out of here? Like, what can we do? I don't know. I mean, obviously nobody knows or they'd be doing it.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, it's scary to think that we've been talking about this since October and it's still the same thing that we're talking about.
Like, well, is it the same thing or was it a hamstring and now it's a quad? I mean, who knows?
Cramping. He was cramping. He was cramping against Fort Hayes in the exhibition and now he's cramping against Davidson.
Well, if you follow along the spoken timeline, he was cramping and then he hurt his hamstring and now he's cramping again.
Yes.
Is it all the same thing? Maybe it's not.
It's probably related.
I would think so. It sure seems like it is. It looks like it is when we see him come up lame. Hopefully he can play. KU looked really good, though, last night and continues to look really good and keep getting better. And I do want to hope that there is this world where all of this has made the rest of the team better and Peterson can be icing on the cake to what could be a pretty special team if they can get him back, because they're starting to look pretty special without him in the things that they do well, which is play unbelievable defense and gain confidence, some of those players offensively. All right, real quick, TJ, Austin Romaine yesterday leaves K-State. He'll be top 10 player in the portal, probably.
Yep.
Top 10 defensive player for sure.
He's led him in tackles. You know, he's their top linebacker. He missed some time because he was hurt for a little bit. But yeah, I mean, he is the one that coming into this year, like, if it wasn't Avery or Dylan or Jace, he's the best player. And you can make an argument that he's the best player over some of those guys too. It's like I think
he's the best player. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a legit player on that team. And so it sucks to see him go, but you know, you have to think that the guy that brought him there, Joe Klannerman's not going to be there anymore, and he could go make $1 million somewhere. So
I would say it's a safe assumption to say K-State has now lost three of their five top players.
Yeah.
And Avery's the most important. And I don't think you probably disagree with this. I don't think Avery's decision is tethered to anyone else's decision. I think Avery's decision is more tethered to Colin Klein.
And Avery is the only Kansan in this, except for Dylan. But Dylan's already
Well, gone. There's that, but there's like Avery's goals are not, I don't think, going to be where can I go make the most NIL money or where. No. Avery's goals are where can I be developed the best, or at least if I'm him, that's what I'm like. I have a chance with my skill set to go be an early round NFL pick, but I have to get better. Like I have to take this final step.
He has to put it on film is the big thing.
That's right. So yep. Where is that? And that's where I think K-State, like if Colin Klein's not there, and I've said this here, I think Avery's gone. It's Klein being back there where I'm like, those two have a really good relationship. And we saw
It's starting to get to the point where everybody else has gone and he hasn't. So you start to get the hope that he might stay. But yeah. Also, I don't know.
My gut says he'll stay. I hope I'm right. Well, I don't even hope I'm right. I hope that Avery becomes the best player he can become. If that's at K-State, that'll be awesome. If it's somewhere else, that's what I want him to do, because I want him to become the best player that he can become. All right, we'll come back. We'll have maybe a little bit more on that. We'll get you through Monday Night Football, and we've got Ty Masterson in the second hour. Stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.